You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Let's hear what those who are closely associated with the sport think. Todd Woodbridge is well known to you, of course. Tennis champion, retired doubles champion, OAM, and someone who's had a close involvement with the Open over many years. Todd, good to talk to you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Virginia. Yeah, thanks. I also, feel the same way as some of your listeners, but I do have confidence that we're doing as best we can to make it right.
So there's a little part of you that thinks it's mad?
Well, I've been through it all, the same as everybody here in Melbourne. And, you know, I've got an elderly mum in a nursing home I haven't seen on the north coast of New South Wales. I got to see her for one day in the middle of December, and then things changed again. I had to rush back to not be stuck in New South Wales. So I've lived that part as well. But I think one of the things that when I listen to some of the callers is when you hear they talk about just the tennis players and the tennis players, I mean, we have to remember that throughout this journey over the last months that people have been travelling back from overseas, whether they be Australians that have managed to get back or other people who have been coming in for different businesses with permits to do that. We have had our borders open and those things have been happening around the country. We didn't handle it well here in Melbourne to start, and that was our issue, of course. And I think those lessons have been learnt. And what's been put in place with the protocols for this are as strict as anything that has been done around the world. So obviously the police are involved this time in making sure that the hotel quarantine is safe. Players can't go down to pub for a beer once you've won your last caller.
Yes, I'm keen to clarify that too.
Yeah, they're not allowed to put their head out their door.
But on that point, Todd, I mean, we've actually have heard in the last 48 hours that indeed that there were a couple of breaches exactly along those lines of tennis players putting their heads outside of the door and others having a chat and the like. We're talking here, and let's, we'll talk in text for a second, Todd. We're talking here about a bunch of elite athletes who live in a bit of a privileged bubble and who might not appreciate being treated like every other kind of hard lockdown recently returned arrival and who might arc up about that.
Yes, you're probably right. I mean, there'll be people that don't like it. I mean, we've seen some of that, but we also have already seen some of them understand and turn. Elise Cornet, French player, she's what we would call good media talent. She's always good for an interview and a story. She came out pretty strong in the first day about how things weren't perfectly like she was told. But the players were told that the DHHS make the decisions, not Tennis Australia. So when those close contacts came on the plane, that was the decision made to put the hard lockdown. And she then, I think, started to read the room here in Melbourne. They will be watching local news and hearing the local things, and has since then made an apology and wrote a quite articulate line about how she now understands what we've been through. So there are players that are showing some empathy within it all, but there'll be some that are no good at that. And, that's sort of human nature, unfortunately.
But Todd, at the time where, as you say, we in Victoria and Melbourne in particular have gone through one of the hardest lockdowns ever and have really done it tough here and have come through the other side after making great sacrifices. And with those virulent strains from the UK and also South Africa about and abroad, and well before we start our vaccination program, is tennis in Melbourne really worth the risk?
Depends on how you look at it. I mean, many people want the economy to open up, and this is the beginning of that. We've just heard that the city's about to open up and people are going back in there. We have to start probably rolling things. And I'm of that belief that we have to get economy going. I've had family members who had a business that brought in no income for nearly 11 months because they're an indoor sports business. And that's tough. And so there are many people affected, and I've had them as close contact in that sense. Tennis, and I've heard people say about the Australian Open, it's just a tennis tournament. Why do we need it anyway? Well, I was down the Alpine Trout Farm doing a piece for some of the coverage of the Australian Open because they are providers to restaurants for the tournament. And there are so many links of people's income that the Australian Open generates. So whether that be a tradie that's helping to build the site, painters that are helping to touch it up, to people driving the cars, to people delivering food, distribution. Yeah, it goes on. And there are touch points within our economy that this starts to turn those things over. So if we don't have it, well, there's at least a couple of $100 million that doesn't get moving within the Victorian economy. So it's got to do with those aspects as well. So there are many more parts than just, you know, privileged tennis players coming to play a tournament that it will help us with.
Todd Woodbridge is with you this morning talking about the fact that there's been a positive test on a third chartered plane that has arrived in Melbourne full of players and officials for the Australian Open, which is going to start in a few weeks' time. This is Brendan Murphy speaking on News Breakfast about the Australian Open tennis players arriving here.
I think the challenge is that the situation's changing all the time. I mean, it's still accelerating, as you say, and when these decisions are made, you know, in retrospect, you can always make different decisions, but I think they've looked at this thing very, very carefully, and I'm confident that the Victorian Public Health assessment of the risks will be good.
I guess that echoes your point there, Todd.
Yeah, it does. There are no certainties with anything, and we've seen that throughout this whole pandemic. But the protocols that were put in place, the players and the others, and we haven't actually fortunately had a player test positive yet. There have been people that are within the fraternity.
Yes.
But they had to test negative to get on the flight. So within that period inside 72 hours, they've had a touch point of the virus. And so it's been interesting to watch all of this play out, because every protocol has been working. And so I think we can be happy that the players are gone into a 14-day quarantine, because that means every protocol put in place is actually working. Okay. And so that's for our safety. So, yes, it's disappointing, but I wouldn't call it chaotic or disastrous. I would say it's actually as it should be at this point.
Well, Todd, this is how the tennis players who are in quarantine are going to have to try and get into peak physical status for this major international tournament. This is Marcelo Arevalo Gonzalez in his room.
It's like a boxing room, doesn't it?
Now, tell you what, you'd hate to be in the room next to him,
Wouldn't
Todd.
You what? My goodness. You just hope that it's somebody else on the other side of the wall having a match with him. But
we've heard players complaining that, you know, this won't work, they can't be at peak fitness. Can they be?
Well, they've been creative. There's no doubt about that. They're not going to be perfect, but they're going to have to do everything they can. And I think Tennis Australia are looking at getting bikes into their room so they can do their cardio workouts, some small weights. And they'll all already have programs that they would have been doing in that space anyway. So it's about who mentally is prepared to be able to do all of those things, and they'll get plenty of support.
Well, look, it's certainly a hot topic on text and phone calls this morning. Todd, great to talk to you about it. Thank you.
Thanks, Virginia.